With that said,
we are there any joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning? There's a list on the on there, and you'll notice the very last one we just added. Well, our district superintendent, Clark Campbell Evans, was added. He's just been diagnosed with prostate cancer. But Karen Alford was a pastor that I follow here. I don't have an update on Karen. Do you, Travis?
Linda
does.
I got a text from her daughter this morning, and they have taken her off of the ventilator, and they can leave her off for about 12 hours. And Daniel actually tickled at the bottom of her feet the other day, and she raised her legs, but she's still no response. And Daniel just said tiny steps.
And she had a stroke. Is that what they think she had? Well, we'll lift her up in prayer, and the family, too. It's not easy being caregivers, and most of us in our life have been a caregiver to a spouse or a family member, and it's, so our heart goes out to the family. And she certainly knows the Lord, so no matter what happens to her, she's going to be in a good place. Either stay here with us or go home and be with Him. Sandra.
I have a praise, and I have a concern. Yesterday we celebrated Christmas with the kids, and because on Christmas Day they spend Christmas with their families and the kids. And I gave Tony Lee her Bible that Tina gave me, that is for children. It has a lot of illustrations and easy, you know, to read. Stan's oldest daughter, Kristen, has a place in Bristol, and they built a small little house. It was completely furnished, and they moved her mother out there, and she had a 37-foot camper and had her Kia sold in front of the camper, and they had gone out there and decorated the tree. They don't stay out there very much because her mother has health issues. So she was living there permanently, but they moved her back in town for doctor's appointments. And Kristen went out to get all of Tony Lee's Christmas presents that they had hidden out there so the 8-year-old wouldn't get a hold of them. And the camper was gone.
No.
And the house was completely stripped. They even took the ceiling vents out. They shook everything. The Christmas tree, all the Christmas presents, they took the panel, off of where the breaker switches are, and they took everything.
Wow. And this is in Bristol?
This is in Bristol. Wow. It's in Liberty County. I've posted it, I've shared it, and there's a list of, they took all the appliances, they just took everything. It's like they weren't even there.
Wow.
They took the used toothbrushes.
Hmm.
So the Liberty County Sheriff's Office has been really good. They coordinate with organizations that families in need, and Kristen said all of her Christmas was gone. The Christmas tree with all the decorations for them to go out there and celebrate, everything was gone.
Mm-hmm.
So the Sheriff's Office gave them Christmas gifts.
Wow.
That had been, and I don't remember what organization it was that helped with that, but they did take that, and we had Christmas yesterday, so they are just waiting to, and all of the paperwork, birth certificates, and all kinds of information was in the camper because that's where Rose was living.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't take the paperwork whenever she came back in town. So hopefully they destroy the paperwork, but if not, they've contacted the creditors and they have accounts frozen so that identity.
Yeah, wow. Lord, hear our prayer. You know the situation, Lord, and we pray for that family. And thank God for the Sheriff's Department.